Yo, what's up, street talk, street gods, street vlogs, or come to the house. Alright, back in business. Alright, so, future of media. So, some fun-spirited thoughts. Honestly, the truth is with, you know, ChatGPT and, now Sora 2 Pro, you know, get the $200 a month. Think about it this way, are you a photographer, right? Imagine if you could buy a lens for $200, like a super cheap lens, which is actually quite good. Actually, a very, very, probably one of the most underrated lenses is actually, let's see, the Lumix, Panasonic Lumix, Sure Micro 4/3 is like super tiny, right? It's a 14mm. So it's 2x, so it's like a 28mm equivalent. It's a 2.5, 28mm. Dude, look how thin this thing is. It's like so thin, and it like literally weighs nothing. It's like $200, probably one of the best deals on the planet. You know, just like, it's kind of like my IHOP philosophy. And look at it, it's like even way closer and thinner, slimmer than the film Leica MP lens. Oh yeah. Nice pressing. So wabi sabi, so wabi sabi. Oh yeah, so wabi sabi. Okay, so anyways. So, the general thought is, yeah, the future of media, it's gonna be more like scrappy and quote-unquote real. Okay, so actually the truth is, the ultimate GOAT camera I know, Panasonic Lumix, this pancake 26mm f8 fixed focal, then just manual focusing only, once again, just like a $200 lens, probably one of the best deals on the planet. Full frame, it's like a, yeah. Look at that Panasonic quality, Lumix quality, that thing already fell off, right? But FNC love you, right? Made in China, China, S-U-K-S, right? But anyways, the good thing is, yeah, it's like essentially, it's actually pretty awesome is that, okay, the truth is why you should buy this over the Leica Q whatevs, right? First of all, it doesn't actually, okay, people who would think that they need a viewfinder, actually viewfinders, there's like really no reason to own a viewfinder anymore. Oh yeah. Alright, you don't need a viewfinder. LCD is good enough. And it's way thinner, slimmer, and lighter, which is the ultimate godlike quality. So the thought is, you know, don't be a cheapo, just get the $200 a month ChatGPT super pro max ultra, and start going to Sora.com and do the ChatGPT 2 Pro videos, high quality, what is, right? Landscape. And just kind of like just throw any random prompts at it and just see what it makes. It's like insanely, like even I'm shocked. Another thing you do is get the Grok Premium. And what you could do is put in your street photos, right? Your pictures, and then turn it into videos and just see what happens. Like, kind of, phenomenally awesome. And this is kind of the unorthodox thought too, is surprisingly, it ends up becoming anti consumerist insofar much as like rather than just keep purchasing new products, right? Like rather than my like, you know, $250,000 Lambo, right? You can just like create stuff with your imagination and then it comes to life. It's like pretty phenomenal. And so the more I use ChatGPT, you know, Sora, ChatGPT, Pro Max, you know, Grok, whatevs, right? It's like the ultimate stimulus to my creative imagination. And it's amazing because like honestly in today's world, like if you could imagine it, you know, then you could create it. And isn't that what we all want to do, is to create more? But anyways, we're going through a very, very interesting time technologically. Yeah, just keep it scrappy. 720p is fine, 24fps fine, low res is fine. Just stream your thoughts honestly and just put it out there. And, you know, especially with ChatGPT, AI, whatever, so it's like, nobody cares how many views, followers, it's all bots anyways. So then it just kind of becomes the auto-tealic thing. If you want money, if you want to make a bunch of money, just buy Bitcoin or MSTR. It's pretty obvious. Yeah, I think the simple step of the future, those who inherit the future are going to be the philosopher artists. The best way to brand yourself.